गाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वंदे हम श्री गुरु वरम श्री रूपानुग प्रवरम रजरसिकम च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नम श्री गुरु चरणं वंदे रमण पृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुग भक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सति गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So first of all, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Tlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Tlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. To our guardians, to entire Rupanakariya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to especially Shri Prabodhananda Sarsai Thakur, who is most auspicious Tirubhav Tithi we are observing today. So we're very blessed that his samadhi is not very far away from here. It's right here in Kaliyadaha. So we've heard previously that Kaliyadaha is also called Nandini Hrid. Means this was the pond of Srimati Radhika herself. And Prabodhananda Sarsai Thakur, he's staying there. He entered into samadhi there. And there we see that he entered into samadhi. And samadhi means what? To enter into this equal intelligence, equal status of one's Ishtadev. And Prabodhananda Sarsai Thakur is one of the Ashtasakhis. He's Tungavidya Sakhi herself. So in one way, he can be a Nayika himself or herself. But still, he's also serving under the guidance of Srimati Radhika there. So in one way, he's entered into that same mood as Srimati Radhika herself. So there he has entered into samadhi. And Prabodhananda. Prabodha means Prabuddha, means to pacify. So those who are feeling so much separation from Radha and Krishna, from the Vrajavasis, if they go there, they offer pranam to the samadhi peet there, and they pray, then Prabodhananda Sarsai Thakur himself will pacify all of them there. And there it is said that, in fact, we've heard Gurudev used to say that if you ever start your Vrindavan Parikrama, you should start by first offering pranams to his samadhi. And then when you offer pranam to his samadhi, then you should proceed on your Parikrama, because he is the one who actually gives this qualification to enter into Vraj. Because so many books he has written. Vrindavan Mahimamrit has so many shataks, means a collection of 100 prayers. And there are 100 such collection of prayers, means 100 into 100. Means 1 lakh prayers, but unfortunately many of them are lost. Now only a few are remaining. So he has given everything in Vrindavan Mahimamrit, how to enter into Vrindavan. So he has given this qualification through his books. Is it in Navdeep Shatak? Is it in Chaitanya Chandramrit? He has written Radha Ras Siddhanidhi. He has also written this Ascharya Ras Prabandha, Sangeet Madhav, Kam Beach, Kam Gayatri Vyakhya. And so he's written so many books. He's also written this Vivek Shatak. And he also written one Ashtakaman Mahaprabhu also. This Chaitanya Chandrashtakam, where he's described Mahaprabhu's Leela. Everything. So we hear that when Mahaprabhu was staying there for 4 months during Chaturmasya, because externally it was also seen, Prabhupada mentions in his commentary on the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Mahaprabhu, he belonged to this Dashanami line of Shankaracharya's. And the Dashanami, in the Dashanami line, every sannyasi belongs to a certain category, like Ashram, Bon, Tirtha, Aranya, Bharati. So Mahaprabhu, he belonged to this Bharati line. So especially the sannyasis belonging to this Bharati line, they are very strictly follow Chaturmasya. Prabhupada mentions this in his commentary. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, anyhow, he had to bring everyone to this line. So to also have the faith of the Mayavadis, everyone, he was also showing that, okay, I'm going to observe Chaturmasya here in Srirangam. And there we know that he met the three brothers, Venkat Bhatt, Thirumal Bhatt, and Prabodhananda Sarsai Thakur, and ultimately Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And there we hear how Mahaprabhu preached to them, how he said, no, he spoke all these verses from the Bhagavatam, where this verse is, Kasyana Bhava Vasyana Deva Vidmahe, Tavangri Renu Sparshadikara, Yashri Lalana Acharat Tapo, Vihaya Kamam Suchiram Dridavrata. He said Lakshmi Devi herself is performing austerities. And then Mahaprabhu said, yes, Krishna and Narayana are non-different. Siddhantatastabheda Shirisha Krishna Sarupayo, Siddhantatastabheda Shirisha Krishna Sarupayo, and there again it said, Rasotkarshate Krishna, Rasotkarshate Krishna Rupam Esha Rasastitha, where it is said. that although from Siddhanta, Krishna and Narayana are non-different. Shirisha Krishna Swarupayo Siddhanta Tasto Abheda. Although they're non-different, still, Rasotkarshate Krishna Rupam Rasahista Rasahi Stita. Means from this viewpoint of Ras, there's this Rasa Utkarshate, means this Utkarsh. The super excellence of Krishna is present. Why? Because he has these four special qualities that Narayan himself does not possess. And this is why he's Rasa Histhita. He's absorbed in this Param Ras. And then Mahaprabhu, he said, how Krishna has this quality that even Narayan does not have. So then we hear that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, upon receiving this order from Mahaprabhu, he came and he stayed in Kamyavan. And first he stayed there in Kamyavan and then he came to Vrindavan. And then we hear that all these books he's written, all these prayers that he's written. Why? Because he receives so much mercy from Mahaprabhu. Who is he? It's Tungavidya Sakhi herself. No. Tungavidya Vraja Yachit Sarva Shastra Visharada Sa Prabodhananda Yatim Gaurodgana Saraswati. That it is said that Tungavidya Sakhi herself, who is Sarva Shastra Visharada, who knows all the different shastras, like even palmistry, astrology, speaking to the birds and animals, has now descended as Sa Prabodhananda Yatim Gaurodgana Saraswatim, has now descended as Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And in the translation there, it is mentioned that his words are especially used to describe the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like, he's described Mahaprabhu's glories in so many wonderful ways. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hemabhya Divya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. And he said that, oh, Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of this Ananda Leela. He's Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. Means he's the very condensed form of this Ananda Leela. And Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya. He's giving this Mahaprem. I offer my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also he has sung that this Kala Kali Balina Indriya Vairi Varga Sri Bhakti Marga Iha Koti Kanta Karuda and there Kaisi Vikala Kim Aham Karomi Chaitanya Chandri Nadi Adinadya Kripam Na Karosi. There he has said that Mahaprabhu, he has prayed to Mahaprabhu and he said that Kala Kali Balina Indriya Vairi Varga, that I'm surrounded by all these different senses which are tormenting me. And Sri Bhakti Marga Iha Kota Kantaka Riddha. This Bhakti Marga is spiked by countless thorns of karma, gyan, yog, tapasya. And here, he's saying, Aha Kam Vikala. He's saying, now I'm Vikal, means I'm restless. Kim Aham Karomi. Aha Kam Vikala Nadya Kim Aham Karomi. Now what should I do if Mahaprabhu does not bestow his mercy? Chaitanya Chandra Yadi Kripamna Karomi. If he doesn't bestow his mercy upon me, then how will I survive on this path of devotion? Samsara dukkha jalada patitasya kama krodadi nakra kavali kritasya durvasana nigaritasya nirashyasya chaitanya chandra mamadehi padavalambam. There he said again, samsara dukkha jalada patitasya kama krodadi nakra makarai kavali kritasya. That I'm being devoured by these crocodiles of lust, anger, greed and everything else. Durvasana nigaritasya nirashyasya. All these durvasanas, I'm chained to all these wicked desires and they're swallowing me. But still, my only shelter is Chaitanya Chandra Mama Dehi Padavalambam. I only seek shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is said, Sa Prabodhananda Yatim Gaurodgana Saraswatim. That his words are especially used to describe the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then all his qualities are described by Sri Narahari Chakravarti Thakur in his Bhakti Ratnakar, where it is said that Param Vairagya Sneha Murti Manohara, he said. That he's Param Vairagyavan. He's very renounced, but also at the same time, he's Sneha Murti Manohara. He's the embodiment of Sneha for all the devotees, and he's Manohar. His very form is so enchanting, and he's Mahakavi. Param Vairagya Sneha Murti Manohara, Mahakavi Nitta Gita Vadya Anupama. That he's also Mahakavi. He's also a great devotee. And Anupama Nritya Gita Vadya means his singing, dancing and playing of musical instruments is Anupam, is unparalleled. Why? Because he's Tungavidya Sakhi herself. And in this way, he has described so many glories of Mahaprabhu. And also, especially he's known for what? Especially alongside, along with describing Mahaprabhu's glories, he's also described Srimati Radhika's glories that we sing almost every day. ఏసంగ్నో యత్కింకరీషు బహుశా కలు కాకువాని నిత్యం పరస్య పురుషస్య శిఖండమౌలే తస్యా కదారసనిధే వృషభానుజాయస్తత్కేలి కుంజ భవనంగన మర్జనీశ్యాం. సో హియర్ వెల్ గురుదేవ్ వాజ్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఇన్ వన్ క్లాస్. హీ సెడ్ హీ టోల్డ్ సమ్ డివోటీస్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ అండ్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్. అండ్ గురుదేవ్ సెడ్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ మచ్ మోర్ గ్లోరీస్ దెన్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ బికాస్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ అండ్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ బౌత్ ఆర్ భావుక్ భక్తస్. బట్ స్టిల్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ బ్రజ్. హీ వుడ్ ఫాలో ఏకాదశి ఇన్ బ్రజ్. హీ వుడ్ గో టు నందగావ్, బర్సానా, ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేసెస్. హీ వుడ్ డూ పరిక్రమ ఆఫ్ బ్రజ్. బట్ డిడ్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ డూ దిస్? అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ మోర్ గ్లోరీస్ దెన్ హిమ్. అండ్ దెన్ హీ హ్యావ్ ద డివోటీస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్రూట్ సెలర్ లేడీ. హీ సెడ్, ఓ దిస్ ఫ్రూట్ సెలర్ లేడీ ఎవ్రీవేర్ షీ వెంట్. అండ్ దెన్ ఫైనలీ కృష్ణ కేమ్ అండ్ సాట్ ఆన్ హర్ ల్యాప్. డిడ్ కృష్ణ కమ్ అండ్ ఎవర్ సిట్ ఆన్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్స్ ల్యాప్? హీ సాట్ ఆన్ హర్ ల్యాప్. బట్ సో హౌ మచ్ మోర్ గ్లోరీస్ దిస్ ఫ్రూట్ సెలర్ లేడీస్, దిస్ ఫల్ విక్రయిణి. అండ్ మోర్ గ్లోరీస్ దెన్ ద ఫ్రూట్ సెలర్ లేడీ, హీ సెడ్, అదర్ ట్రైబల్ అబారిజిని ఉమెన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రజ్ మండల్. నో పూర్ణ పులింద ఉరుగాయ, దేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ నో దాట్ పూర్ణ పులింద పదాబ్జ ఉరుగాయ శ్రీ కుంకుమేన దైత స్తన మండితేన. దేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ద పులింద గర్ల్స్ వాట్ వుడ్ దే డూ? దే వుడ్ టేక్ దిస్ కుంకుమ దట్ కేమ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ అండ్ దే వుడ్ స్మియర్ ఇట్ ఆన్ దర్ ఎంటైర్ బాడీస్. అండ్ దిస్ వే దిస్ కామ్ తాప్ వుడ్ బి పాసిఫైడ్. సో ఇట్స్ హౌ మచ్ మోర్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆర్ ద పులింద గర్ల్స్ దెన్ ద ఫ్రూట్ సెలర్ లేడీ? But then he'd say, who is more glorious than the Pulinda girls? He'd say, are the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. Why? Because Krishna himself is falling at their feet. Yat kinkarishu bahusha khalu kakuvani. Kakuvani means he's speaking these words of entreaty, saying, please accept me, he's saying. Nityam purusha purushasya shikanda maule. The shikanda maule, who has this peacock feather on his head, he's falling at the lotus feet of the Manjaris. And therefore, and Srimati Radhika, she has instructed the Manjari. She said, don't let him inside. I don't want to see his face. He's black in, he's black out, inside and out. And in this way, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is praying that when can I be this, not even this broom, but a stick in that broom, which is used to clean these kunjas there. How glorious are the Manjaris of Srimati Radhika. Again, in another verse, he has described how this greed should be there for Radha Dasyam, where he said, Venum karan nipaditam skalitam shikandam Prashtam chapita vasanam raja raja suno. Where he said that venum karan nipatitam skalitam shikandam, that his flute falls. And then prashtam tapita vasanam raja raja suno, his pita vasan also falls to the ground. Why? Where it is said that yasya kataksha saragata vimurchitasya tam radhika charana paricharami anusmara no tam radhika Paricharami Kadarasena, he has said. That, oh, when will I have this greed to render service to Srimati Radhika? Why? Because as soon as he sees Srimati Radhika, his flute falls to the ground. And Brashtam Tacha Pita Vasanam Rajarajasuno, his Pita Vasan also falls to the ground. Why? Because very glance of Srimati Radhika. Yasya Kataksha Saragata Vimurchitasya. This Aghat, this Kataksha, this sidelong glance of Srimati Radhika has pierced his heart. And when his flute falls to the ground, actually, if you see, even Krishna's flute bewilders Krishna, bewilders Sankarshan, Shankar, Brahma, all the other demigods and goddesses. The goddesses fall on the laps of their husbands. Everyone forgets themselves. They forget themselves. But even the gopis, when they're sulky, Krishna plays his flute, pacifies their man. And even when Krishna has to call all the gopis for the Ras Leela, he plays on his flute. But that same flute is falling to the ground. Therefore, the Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is praying. There he's saying that when can I serve Srimati Radhika? Tam Radhika Paricharami Kadara Sena. When can I become this Parichari, this maidservant of Srimati Radhika? In this way, he has offered so many wonderful prayers at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Like, Yo Brahma Rudra Shuka Narada Bhishma Mukhyai Alakshito Nasasa Purushasya Tasya Sadyo Vashikarana Churna Mananta Shaktim. Then, Tam Radhika Paricharami. Another line. Anusmarami. Tam Radhika Charanarenu Anusmarami. There he has said that even this foot dust that even Brahma, Shuka, Narada cannot obtain, still Krishna himself is praying for that foot dust of Srimati Radhika in this way. And what to speak of, he's saying, when can I serve the foot dust of Srimati Radhika? In fact, even Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has also prayed No, he has also prayed Anaradya Radha Padambujarenum Anashritya Vrindatavim Tatpadankam Asambhasya Tadbhava Gambira Chittan Asambhasya Tadbhava Gambira Chittan Kuta Shama Sindhu Rasasya Vagaha. He's saying unless one gets the foot, unless one does not worship Srimati Radhika's lotus feet, Anaradya Radha Padambuja Renu, not just lotus feet, but a Renu, and Anashritya Vrinda Tavim Padankam, that if one does not worship Vrindavan Dham, which is imprinted by the dust of a lotus feet, and Asambhasya Tadbhava Gambira Chittan, and if one does not take shelter of those devotees who have one pointedly taken shelter of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet, and Kuta Shama Sindhu Rasasya Vagaha, then how can he hope to bathe in the Sham Sindhu Ras? Unless he has taken shelter of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. So Raghunath Das Goswami also in the same mood he has prayed to Srimati Radhika. Now one may think that we haven't seen Raghunath Das Goswami openly pray to Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Because we see Raghunath Das Goswami, he was especially put under the care of Lalita Devi, who is Sarup Damodar Goswami. But here especially he is put under the care of who? He has also, Ratimanjari also serves under the guidance, she also serves under the guidance of Tungavidya Sakhi. Like we see in his Vilap Kusmanjali, he has not prayed to Sanatan Goswami explicitly as Lavanga Manjari. He has especially prayed to Rup Manjari. But not everything can be described at the same time. Uddhava, he stayed in Braj for 6 months, but only 8 days of his visit there to Braj has been described. This Rasleela took place for an entire duration of Brahma's night, but still only little has been described. Similarly, we see Raghunath Das Goswami in his Vilap Kusmanjali, he has not just prayed to Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishaka or Rati Manjari. Or Rup Manjari. He has also prayed to Chandravali, Padma, Saibya. He has also prayed to Sakhisthali also. Like we see how angry he got when they got this buttermilk from that place. But he has also prayed to Sakhisthali. He has also prayed to Jatila and Kutila. So will he not pray to Tungavidya Sakhi also then? He has also prayed to her. And we see that this verse he has said, this Anaradya Radha Padambuja Renum is actually from this, is actually a derivative rather, we can say. Rather compliments this verse of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Because the Manjaris always serve under the guidance of the Ashtasakhis. And this way we see that he's written so many other wonderful verses, even from Navdeep Mahatmya, so many different verses that even Anantashesh himself, if he goes on, he can never stop describing. Therefore, Vittalacharya, the son of Vallabhacharya, he recited one verse which was inspired in his heart by the grace of all the Goswamis and by the grace of Mahaprabhu's associates, such as especially Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, where he said, no, Shama Sundara Shikanda Shekara, Smeraha Samurali Manohara, Radhika Rasikamam Kripanide. Anyhow, there he has prayed that when will I serve Srimati Radhika? When will I serve Srimati Radhika and when will Shama Sundara, the Shikanda Shekhar, place me in the care of her lotus feet? So in this way, his line is continuing to this day. Even this Hit Harivansh Sampradaya also, all they speak about is only Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's Stavstutis. And there's misconception also, something that Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur and Prakashananda Saraswati are the same person. Because of just one small line he has written. That small line is, Mayavada Arka Tapa Santapta, he has written. That I have been scorched by this Mayavad. Because of this one line, they say he's Prakashananda Saraswati. But actually, who is Prakashananda Saraswati? Mahaprabhu was so angry at him sometimes, saying that, oh, his body is afflicted with leprosy and still he says he is one with Brahma. Can he be the same person as Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who is non-different from Tungavidya Sakhi? He was in North India and Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur was in South India. How can they possibly be the same person? Therefore, in Prabandha Panchakam, one essay is completely dedicated to this, to refute this misconception that both are the same persons. So therefore, so much is to be said about him. So we can only pray at the lotus feet of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu himself, that all these verses that he has given, that not just we recite them, but ultimately we experience even a slightest drop of the rasa there, which is inherent within these verses. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhu vichaitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Belitam Yena Tismai Sri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishna Vibhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastanga Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupaj, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Tarupanuga Guru Vargan, all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, today, first day of this month of Shravan, or this Sri Dharmas. So the very first day of this first Tithi, then we are observing the disappearance of Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati. So already so much of his glories have been mentioned. Although really not so much written about him also, because he himself has ordered, don't speak anything about me. Like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his disciple, also saying like this. But of course, their glories cannot be hidden. By reading his books, then you can understand how great this personality is. So we know he's the uncle from the father's side, the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Not just uncle, he is the guru. He is the Diksha Guru of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So, and we heard how they were acharyas in Sri Sampradaya. So that's why it's very absurd for some. Actually, this is not something new. This controversy that Prabodhananda Saraswati is Prakashananda Saraswati. This is from before, from the time of Prabhupada. Prabhupada already has written in one of his, Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has written in one of his commentary in Chaitanya Bhagavad that, and it's absurd because he is Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. Then how he be proponent of Mayavad? Rishi Sampradaya very against like Mayavad. And also, we know that when Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, then at one point he was telling, oh, this personality, this rascal, in leader of like Mayavad, he likes to cut my arms and legs, because Mayavadis, they say like Bhagavan has no arms and legs. He's not a person like this. He likes to kill personality of God. So he said, like now he's suffering in leprosy. He's committing offense more and more. So Mahaprabhu has mentioned something like that in Navadvip. But actually later on, he actually met him in Varanasi. And he converted him. And actually, our Guru Varga telling this is more wonderful feat than converting Jagai and Madai. So, because Mayavadi is actually more low than like sense enjoyers and like sinners. Jagai and Madai, they're actually like very rascal, like sinners. But they're not offensive. They're not like Mayavadis. But of course, they commit some offense to Nityananda Prabhu, and by then, that's the glory of Nityananda Prabhu. That even someone who commit offense to him, they actually become recipient of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Anyhow, he met Mahaprabhu. When was that? When actually, that was in the third time Mahaprabhu traveled. Mahaprabhu traveled South India first. Then after that, he returned to Puri, then he traveled again. We're in Bengal. Then after that third time, he's going to Braj. And on his way to Braj, he passed by Kasi. Also, he when he returned, he also passed by again Kasi. So it was in his third trip. So then if you say that, he is Prakashana Saraswati, is Prabodhananda Saraswati, it's really absurd because Mahaprabhu met Prabodhananda Saraswati in his first trip when he was in South India. That was way before. So then, if he's the same person, that means first he was Mayavadi when Mahaprabhu was not sannyasi. Then he met Mahaprabhu in South India. He was already a proponent of Sri Sampradaya, like an acharya there. Like they're actually very respected family. So that means, oh, he now converted already. He's not Mayavadi. And Mahaprabhu converted them to become devotees of Radha Krishna. But then again, he became Mayavadi because again, later on, Mahaprabhu met him in Varanasi. And Mahaprabhu converted him again. So this is completely like not even doesn't follow like chronological, like even logic. So anyhow, Prabodhananda Saraswati, we know that later on, after meeting with Mahaprabhu, like the rest, the whole family in South India, even Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was at that time 5 years old, then they were so much in separation of Mahaprabhu. That time Mahaprabhu was, because Mahaprabhu, like now, Chaturmasya, Mahaprabhu stayed with them 4 months and following all this Vrata with them. That means doing like Kirtan, Harikata, and all devotional activities. So they were always there having opportunity to serve. And so then when Mahaprabhu left, we can just imagine how much separation. So even Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he even like became unconscious. So anyhow, later on we know that Prabodhananda Saraswati, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they came here to Vrindavan. And then we know how they are preaching the glories of Vrindavan. And you can read in his books, it is Vrindavan Mahimamrita, if you can just read it, like, then so much nishta of Vrindavan you will have. He's telling like, oh, if Vedanta is not glorifying, mentioning glories of Vrindavan directly, so it doesn't matter to me. Even if even devotees don't understand the glories of Vrindavan, it doesn't matter to me. I will never leave Vrindavan. He said, even if I, 1,000 thunderbolt, like hitting his heart, said, I'll never leave Vrindavan. And many things. He said, you can sell your mother like this to come to Vrindavan. Or your children, your family. He said like, for someone who will say, oh, I cannot leave, I have my responsibility for my parents, I have responsibility for like my work, to my society. He said, no matter how respectable that person, he's being worshipped by all the people. He said, oh, he's a foolish person, like this. And so many things he said. He said, like, oh, I only worship the all the moving and non-moving, like, entities of Vrindavan. He said, like, they are so much greater than so much greater than that, even like Lakshmi's in Vaikuntha, like this. And so many more, he said, like, because by them, they are so dear to like Radha and Krishna. So many things he has spoken, giving so much nishta about like Vrindavan. And he said, like, oh, so foolish people to be in Vrindavan and then leaving Vrindavan to go somewhere else. Like, oh, we're going to go to other holy, so-called holy places. It's like, well, they're already in Vrindavan. He said, it's like someone got liberation and then going to hell, like this. Or someone, he has attained, he has made Bhagavan like his servant, but now he has become the lowest dog, like this. So he's saying like so many things like this. This Shataka, meaning collections of 100 verses. So it's not just like 100 verses, like Maharaj just said. Like so many 100 verses glorification of Vrindavan. Also, not just that, because none different from Vrindavan is Navadvip. So he also has written Navadvip Satakam, 100 verses of glorification of Navadvip. And astonishing thing is he has not even gone to Navadvip. But we know as Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said that he is one of the like ardent spreader of the mission of Mahaprabhu and glories of Mahaprabhu. When when he's in Vrindavan, it's not like he's forgetting Mahaprabhu. He's glorifying Mahaprabhu all the time. And that's why he's staying in Vrindavan, because this is a desire of Mahaprabhu that people will understand the glories of Vrindavan, that again, the talks of Radha and Krishna be again revived in this world. So, like our Goswamis, then there's Prabodhananda Saraswati, Lokanath Goswami, Bhogarbha Goswami. All these personalities have helped in fulfilling the desire of Mahaprabhu. But so many people not know much about them because not so much has been written. Something's written, Bhakti Ratnakar. And again, if you, as I said, if you read his books, then you'll understand. So it has been mentioned in Radha Krishna Lila, he is Tungavidya Sakhi. So today, his disappearance day, we are staying in Vrindavan, but how much really our heart is in Vrindavan? So he can bless us that just as like all these things to inspire the jivas in this world to stay in Vrindavan. He's always telling, come to Vrindavan, like this. So not just having this desire, but actually be able to come and really render service in Vrindavan, actually becoming qualified to stay in Vrindavan. He can bless this along with our Gurudev's blessings.
Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chakshurunvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakalpatirubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpranams thousands of times under the lotus feet of Shri Paramaradatam Guru Pada Padmam Vishnu Pada Stotra Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharajala Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpranams thousands of times the lotus feet of my Shri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastangananda Vatpranams unto all the assembled Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. Today we are celebrating the disappearance day of Shri Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. He is the Antaranga Parishad of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and eternal associate of Shri Radha Krishna Tunga Vidya Sakhi. We are under the guidance of Gurudev and the Vaishnavs hearing Harikatha and observing this titi. Like the Vaishnavas say that any these days they come and they are great opportunities for us to be absorbed and hear and remember these great, remember our Guru Varga, remember these great personalities. Then by just simply by remembering and offering some small prayer to the lotus feet, then their mercy will come to us. And if we don't, then we lose this great opportunity. We miss this chance to remember and come close. Coming close to them automatically means we come close to Radha, Krishna, and Mahaprabhu. So Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he is our eternal associate of Sachinanda and Gaurahari and Radha, Krishna. But just as we're hearing that he was very humble, even though he was so qualified, he requested Kaviraj Goswami, don't mention my name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And because of this reason, his name is not mentioned, therefore these doubts are coming. Oh, why Prabodhananda, Prakashananda? But Narahari Sarkar Thakur in his Bhakti Ratnakar, there he is extensively he is glorified. And Prabhupada, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, in his Gaudiya, he has published many things about Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, and the Vaishnavas have published this in their glorification of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. In the life history of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, in this book, we can find there also the glories of Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. Because he is like the guru of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami took his shelter. Not only Rup Sanatan, but he was closely related to Prabodhananda Sarasvati. He was not only his blood uncle, but he was under his guidance. So, because of his humility, therefore, his glories are somewhat hidden. And therefore, Babaji's and this person, that person, they're bringing up these doubts. But we just heard these things from the Vaishnavs, how our Guru Varga, Gurudev, Param Gurudev, they've all cut and smashed these bogus ideas of the Babaji's and other so-called philosophers. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he's written so many beautiful books. The Vaishnavs also said that even his Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, now some people, they're trying to claim it as their own. Those who are in this other Hitahari Vangs, they're trying to claim, oh, this is our Gurudev's book. Because he was his close disciple. After we know this katha, how he broke a Kadeshi, that time Gopal Bhatta Goswami rejected him. And no one gave him shelter, but Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he was somewhat merciful. And he did not completely reject. Like showing some kindness. Otherwise he'll commit suicide, give up his life, everything. Then he's taking the work of the followers of this Hitahari Vangsa, they're taking this Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi and they're claiming this is our Gurudev's work. But if you study the writings and the slokas, everything, they resemble the same style of writing of all of Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad's books. Very poetic, because he's a great kavi, and the style and everything is similar. So there's no doubt. And they still today, they are fighting court case here and there. But none of our Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, none of our acharyas have accepted this fact. It's only a small sect of people, they claim these things. And because they don't even follow Ekadashi, then who will take them seriously? Those who... They said that Shruti Smriti Puranari Pancha Ratri Vidimbina. They said that those who do not... Those who do not follow these rules and rules and smriti, then they will become disturbance in society and they will be successful. Therefore, and also in Satkrisa Dipika and Samskara Dipika, there Gopal Bhatta Goswami, this book has been attributed to him. He is saying that some people in the future, they will doubt me that I have written this book. But now I am saying, I, the disciple of Prabodhananda Saraswati, on this date, I have written this book. So that in the future, this doubt will not come. Because Gopal Bhatta Goswami, just like Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he also hid his name. He requested, do not mention my name. There were many beautiful shlokas in this Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi especially. The Vaishnavas have spoken class on this many times. There, we can see that Uddhavji, he prayed that Ashomaho Charana Renu Jusham Maham Sham Brindavanakim Api Gulmalato Shadinam Ya Dusta Jamsar Svajana Arya Pantam Jihitva Bejur Mukunda Padi Vim Shuti Vrim Vrim Yagam. He prayed, may I become one Oshad, one herb, one bush in this Braj Mandal. But he never specified anywhere specifically. We know that he is doing tapasya there in the bank of Govardhan, there, Uddhav Kund. But he prayed, oh, I just want to be any grass or a brush anywhere here in Braj Mandal. We can see that Brahma, he prayed that Tad Bhuri Bhagyam Iha Janmakim Apyatavyam Yad Gokulepi Katagamri Rajo Abhishekam. I want to become a stone outside of Nanda Gokul. When the sweeper ladies, they come, they'll rub and clean their foot on that stone and then I'll consider my life successful. Brahma, he became this Brahma Parvatim Varshana. She became Nandishar Parvat. Vishnu became Govardham. We can see these personalities, they are, again and again, they are praying to receive residence inside of this Braj Mandal. How glorious is this Braj Mandal? But if we look at Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, there is something how astonishing. He is not... It is said in the sashas that a shrub has life in it. Even the mountains and the stones, there is life. But Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, here in this verse, he is praying what? Yat king karishu bahusha kaluka kuvani nityang parasya purushasya shikanda mole tasya kadarasa nidhe vrishabhanu jayas tat keli kunja bhavan anganam marjanisham. He is praying to become an inanimate object, a lifeless object. What is that? One stick in the broom that is used to sweep the kunj of Srimati Radhika. So if we see these prayers, then how much more glorious is Prabodhananda Saraswati's prayer? Because he's not only praying to take residence in Braj, but he wants to take residence in Radhika's kunj. So he can witness that there, the sakhis of Radhika are outside the kunj and Parampuru Sri Krishna himself is coming and falling at their feet and begging, please give me entrance into the kunj. Krishna wants to pacify Radhika's man. But the Radhika has given a strong order to the sakhis, don't allow him in. And therefore they are stopping him. And therefore he's rolling on the ground and his flute and peacock feather and Pila Pitambar, everything is scattered here and there. And he's begging them, please, just this one time, let me allow me inside so I can see my Swamini Srimati Radhika. And Prabhupada Saraswati Pad is playing, make me one stick in a broom that is there in the kunj, and I can witness this pastime. So I can witness the glories of my Swamini Srimati Radhika. But even more than this, we can see Raghunath Das Goswami, he has prayed that Pramada Madana Leela Kandare Kandarete Rachayati Nava Yuna Dandam Asmina Mandam Itikila Kala Nartam Lagnakas Tadayorme Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatham. Not only is he's praying to take residence in that which place, at Radhika's heart. Govardhan is manifest from Radhika's heart. On the banks of Govardhan, he wants to witness Pramada Madana Leela Kandare Kandare in all the caves of Govardhan, Dhangati, this Manasi Ganga. He wants to be at all these pastime places so he can see these very special pastimes that Krishna only performs, this Vasanti Ras, that Krishna is performing with Radhika there on the banks of Govardhan. Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari. Therefore, we can understand how high class his prayers are. These are all the beautiful prayers and stutis of our acharyas. And Mahaprabhu, he gave this responsibility to Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad that you propagate the path of Raghunuga Bhakti and especially also the glories of Vrindavan Dham. Therefore, he has written this Vrindavan Amrita. There's 100 shatakas, but now only 17 are available. Therefore, this Harikatha, this Katha, we should not take it for granted that Guru Pada Padma is speaking, the Vaishnavas are speaking. Vaishnava Acharya, they do so much endeavor to help the jivas of this world. They put it into written form. But what is the guarantee that it will be preserved? Therefore, Gurudev said, this tape recorder, this video camera, don't trust this black box. It is a cheater. Don't rely on these things. Keep this Harikatha in your heart because there's no guarantee. We know, Prabhupada, he spoke so many classes on Radha, Rasa, Sudaniti and Mathura. So many classes, hundreds and thousands of classes. Then some little electric fault, hard disk gone, this gone, that disk gone, all everything lost. Therefore, we cannot rely on these things. We can only pray to the author. We can pray to the Vaishnavas. Jaha Bhagavata Para Vaishnava Rastan Shri Chaitanya Ekanta Ashraya Kara Shri Chaitanya Saranam. That we may always be in the association, may always hear from the lotus lips this katha and pray that this katha may stick in our heart. Then we may attain some benefit, we may attain something. Sadhan korle matle janle hoy. Do sadhan now, here, serve. At the time of death, then you'll know what you have accumulated, what you have collected. Everything else doesn't matter. We're praying to the lotus feet of Guru Paravarman and the Vaishnavas that they be causelessly merciful, that they may speak some glorification and also in this way cool and purify our hearts.
Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Gaurati se namo. জয় রূপা সনাতন ভট্ট রঘুনাথ শ্রীজীব গোপাল ভট্ট দাস রঘুনাথ হে জয় গোসাই করি চরণবন্দন যাও এতে বিঘ্ননাশ অভীষ্ট পূরণ জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দয়াল প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি 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 রাম 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 হরি হরি বলো শ্রী গুরুজি মহারাজ কি জয় গুরু পরম্পরা কি জয় অনন্ত অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয় সপাসদ গৌর হরি কি জয় গৌর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি জয় জগন্নাথ বলদেব সুভদ্রা সঞ্জীব কি জয় ভক্ত বিঘ্ন বিনাশনকারী নৃসিংহদেব কি জয় ভক্তরাজ প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কি জয় সর্বভীষ্টভ্রাতা গিরিরাজ গোবর্ধনজিও কি জয় গোবিন্দ গোপীনাথ মদন মোহন জিও কি জয় জয় ব্রজমন্ডল ধাম কি জয় ব্রজবাসী ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় ব্রজেশ্বরী মধেশ্বরী প্রাণেশ্বরী শ্রীমতী কি জয় ব্রজদেবীগণ কি জয় সমবেত গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয় গৌর প্রমানন্দে নাও টুডেজ বৃন্দাবন ধাম শিল প্রবদান্ত সরস্বতীপাদ তীর্থভাব তিথি বাই মহাপ্রভুজ ডিজায়ার প্রবদান্ত সরস্বতীপাদ হি ইজ গ্লোরিফাই হোয়াট ইজ দ্য মিনিংস অফ দিস বৃন্দাবন ধাম ইয়ার নবদ্বীপ ধাম অ্যান্ড অলসো নট ধাম দেয়ার ইজ ব্রজবাসীস কৃষ্ণস ভেরি ক্লোজ অ্যান্ড নিয়ার অ্যান্ড ডিয়ারেস্ট কৃষ্ণস অল লাভার্স দে আর অ্যাট প্রেজেন্ট ইজ বৃন্দাবন হি ইজ গ্লোরিফাইং দ্য স্বরূপ হাউ দে আর সার্ভিং আন্ডার গাইডেন্স অফ বৃন্দা দেবী ফর এভার কন্টিনিউ সার্ভিং কৃষ্ণ নাও এক্সপ্লেনিং প্রবদানন্দ সরস্বতীপাদ ইজ মিটিং উইথ ইস শ্রীঙ্গম মহাপ্রভু হিমসেলফ ইজ অনলি চেঞ্জিং নেম রূপ সনাতন বিফোর বাকলাচন্দ্রদেব বোধ ব্রাদার্স থ্রি ব্রাদার্স দে আর অমর সন্তোষ অ্যান্ড অনুপম থ্রি ব্রাদার্স এনি হাউ হুসেন শাহ বাদশাহ নিয়ার বাই রামকেলি হি ইজ কলিং দেম গিভিং দেম সার্ভিস দেন ই চেঞ্জিং নেম দেখো চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত চৈতন্য ভাগবতম রাইটিং দিস ইজ থার্ড সংস্কার নট ফার্স্ট ফার্স্ট সংস্কার ফ্যামিলি নেম সেকেন্ড মুসলিম নেম অ্যান্ড থার্ড ইজ মহাপ্রভু চেঞ্জিং অ্যান্ড গিভিং নেম বাট মহাপ্রভু নো চেঞ্জিং স্বরূপ দামোদর প্রভু নেম নো ভারতী পুরী নো বডিস নেম চেঞ্জিং অনলি রূপ সনাতন ফর নাম নেম চেঞ্জ Raghunath Das Samanyam not changing. No others. Anybody nearby Mahaprabhu. Now Mahaprabhu, Prabhudanda with his meeting, not changing his name, no Gopal change name. Yeah, his father, Venkat Bhatta, not changing name. So this question is how can coming the Mahaprabhu, this Mayavadi, Prakasananda, repeating and changing name and giving samskar? No mention. He is meeting with Mahaprabhu. He realizes and he is telling, I am in Advaita Sampradaya, but I know everything, I am understanding now, but not possible, I am accepting, I am changing myself. Before he is combat against and he is giving instruction, all his followers and disciples, don't go this Bhavuk Sannyasi, this Torjyotik Sannyasi, this Krishna Chaitanya. He is not going. He has mystic power. He knows Tantra Mantra. He is going and then changing. But after his meeting, then he is telling you are like his Narayan. But my way there, everybody is telling Narayan. They tell him Namo Narayan. You are Narayan, I am Narayan, all are Narayan. Then Mayabadi. And Mayabadi is very sweet. Inside is very hard, rock. They cannot change. Any Mayabadi changing and following this bhakti, prema bhakti, the getting, Sarvam Pandit Mahaprabhu repeating, changing name, giving Siddha name. The other Pratapruddha is changing name, Kashimishtha is changing name. Now is new speculation. Mahaprabhu giving the Swarup Siddha name. They are telling what? Many books is writing. Prabhudananda's name not Prabhudananda, his name Prabhuddha. He came Varanasi, then he Prakasananda. After he changing, then his name Prabhudananda. Many things they are against this also writing. But Mahaprabhu not doing like this, Mahaprabhu not giving mantra and diksha, not changing anybody's name. Mahaprabhu, it is all Mayavadis, near to Sanyasi, Brahmachari, Bese, Niyahu. Mahaprabhu never doing like this. Only Rupsanathan, the Sakar Malik and Dobir Khas, Muslim name, is changing. This is only one evidence. After, no. Also, Mahaprabhu not giving anybody diksha, not giving mantra. Then, Prakasananda Saraswati, his Mayavadi Sanyasi, is chanting Aham Brahmasmi. Now he is chanting the Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri. Who giving him? Any evidence? Anybody has? Mahaprabhu very carefully, very serious. Gaudar Pandit giving his Vallabh Kam Gayatri. Therefore Mahaprabhu say, you are now lost your Guru Mantra. Again take Diksha. Why giving others his Mantra Diksha? Then Mahaprabhu giving this Mayavadi Mantra and Diksha. Also there are any evidence that Gaudar Pandit giving, Nityananda Prabhu giving. Nityananda Prabhu mercifully accepting Jagai Madai. Also no changing name. Repeating them, but not changing name. But here, who take responsibility? Who take care? Who changing? Who maintaining? No evidence. Then why quarreling, fighting? And also, Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he explaining a writing Radhara Sudhanidhi. Many sampradaya, many others are telling, no, this is our Gurudev. Childhood do his singing in Palikuin. This is our Gurudev books.
our Sampradaya books, our everything. But one thing is many important, our Sampradaya, any books is, any Acharya is writing, yeah, they are near manifest. Other books is mention the name, like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, yeah, that time our, this, Gopikarnapur Goswami, Jiva Goswami, at a time, they are mention this name, this Acharya, these books is writing. So this is his other Sampradaya Acharya writing. Any Sampradaya, they writing this name, mention these things, they giving evidence. By famous books, very popular, very special, then everybody like this. Then they mention this name, but there are no name. Name? So then Prabhupada Saraswati is name. Babaji is telling Prabhupada Saraswati is Prakashananda. That they are doing something, monopoly. But other telling, no, these books is not Prabhupada also. These are our books. Yeah. How is this cheat? Yeah. But you reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, yeah, any books, then mention this name and what his books is writing. They all like Raghunatha Goswami's books, Mukta Charit, Bilap Kushmanjali, yeah, this Braj Vilas Tov, Rupa Goswami writing this Dankali Komudi, yeah, this Lalit Madhav, Vibhda Madhav, all name this must mention. Brihad Vaishnava Toswani, that time many, many other acharyas, they are also mentioned. Oh, this Gaudiya Sampradaya, this all books is this, like Balde Vidyavasam Prabhu's, this Govinda Bhaisya, Siddhanta Ratnam. Very special, then everybody know they are mentioned this name. Also, Gopal Bhatta Goswami himself is telling, he is my uncle, also he is my guru, and is there mentioned, he is Ramanu Sampradaya Sanyasi, but Ramanu Sampradaya Saraswati, not Sanyasi, is title. They are not Dasanami Sampradaya. Acharya Ramanu, yeah, Jamanu Acharya, Sinat Muni, they are not accepting Mayavadi's name also. Puri, Bharati, Giri, Bon, Aranya, Sanyasi. This is Madhya Acharya accepting Tirtha, Sanyasi. He's take Sanyasi and then. His followers are also following this name Tirtha. So now, Madhavendra Puripad, this Madhya Sampradaya, but he is not accepting Tirtha. He is Puri, he is taking Sanyas, other Sampradaya. But Mahaprabhu cannot change anybody. Ishwar Puri's disciples also, Madhavendra Puri's disciples, Rangapuri, Paramananda Puri, many, many, but not changing. So now these things is all like his propaganda. New people washing brain and then first giving this poison. Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Prabhupada Saraswati Vyad, 100 verses with this, 100 shatakam, not 100 sloka, no. One chapter, 100 shatakam. One shatakam, one chapter has 100 verses, and after 100, like same 100. So he is glorifying all Vrindavan, eternal, Brajdevis, Brajavasis, until this trees, creepers, plants, roads, worms, germs, yeah, water, air, everything is glorifying. He is showing what is reality. Before Vrindavan coming, but dhamaparad, not respecting dham, thinking mundane world, other land, yeah, countries, village, town, state, yeah, anything, same will be equal in Vrindavan. But Prabhupada Saraswati Bhat, first time is explaining and glorifying and showing everybody. Oh. Shiv Thakur came. He is praying. Dharmaraj came, praying Vrindavan Vas for. Vas say no, you are dharma. Anybody doing adharma, then you are given punishment. But Vrindavan has no dharma, no adharma. Above everything. No dharmam, no dharmam, Shruti Gana Niruktam Kila Kuru. Shruti, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, they are followers of principles. But, telling Braj Mandal has no dharma's place, no adharma's place. Both is rejecting. He is praying, Naham Bande Tava Charanaya Dando Adando Hetu. Kumbhi Pakam Narakamapi Napanetum. Ramya Rama Brituran Tata Nandan Navirantum. Bhave Bhave Rida Bhavane Bhavayam Bhavantum. This is also Mukundamala Stotra, same as it is slow. Also Prabhupada Saraswati was writing this, Kavillang Narakayate, Tidasam Purakasa Pushpayate. Same slok like Gopikarnapur Goswami also writing. Like little change. Bhagavata is like many sloka. One chapter like as it is same. But when there is, where present, what mood is they have, that things there is, everything is glorified and explaining. So this Prabhupada Saraswati Pad near Mahaprabhu, he is giving big responsibility. Holy Dham and Prasadevi is, Gopis, Manjari is not only Sakas, this much, no, this parrot, cuckoo, yeah, any words. And this snake, scorpio, kusha grass, everything is how is special in Vrindavan. Vrindavan going anywhere, not independent, took shelter. He's saying only one snake near you took shelter. A kusha grass, a scorpio near took shelter, they also giving you bhakti. Descending. You're going out of Brajamandal, then a snake is in border, they're attacking in you. Where going? Why left in Brajdham? Don't go outside Brajdham. You're not hearing, then they're biting you. Then you're senseless, somebody carrying and bringing back you Vrindavan. Or scorpio and ants, line by line they moving, they cannot tell you anything. But you are going out of Vrindavan, against Vrindavan, your Brajavasis, then they are attacking in you. They are taking you all is your anartha, stealing and purifying and giving back you Vrindavan. So these Brajavas, not too easy. Telling nothing, only one under tree you go, this Brajabhumi, sitting there, embracing, praying, offering pranam. You chanting any mantra, they give me siddhi, but not giving Devi Durga Kali, Bhavani, Shiva, this mantra chanting, then no, they give me siddhi. But Krishna mantra, no giving siddhi. Bas, Gopi mantra, then they're very happy. Also, any, like Uddhava is telling, Braje, Tina Gulma Los Osadinam. You taking Siddhi and praying, grasses in here, praying, they give me Siddhi. Lata Kripar, any Osadhi, herbs, they have power. Bhav Siddhi for, Bustu Siddhi, Swarup Siddhi for, all helpful. Other places, this is short. Other places, million crore life you chanting, but no help. Here, everybody helping. Mostly, Krishna Mantra and Krishna Gayatri. You are chanting, but today here, next day there, no. One places. Like Sadhaka, respecting Tulasi. Some Amalaki, Amala. Some going under Arjun tree. Somebody going Banyan tree. Somebody going under Kadamba tree. Some going Banyan, other places. But they are, every day they are going, they glow, praying their Bhavasiddhi coming soon. They siddho, they helping. So everything openly telling, okay, no sadhu sangha, sadhu, but sadhu sangha then no respect. Doubt, also no proper faith. Therefore say, okay, you go, bank of Jamuna, grasses near, trees near, creepers near, like Srimati Radharani asking, going, Brajdeva asking and going, praying. There is mad, crazy. Prabhupada Saraswati say, don't thinking like this. You going and you sitting, you are praying, requesting, they give you Bhavasiddhi. They have this power, capacity. So that time Krishna Lila past is like 5,000 years after. And 500 years before is they come. That time this tree and before tree is same equal. Yeah, this holy dham in land. And that time, Krishna Lila time is same, equal. Somebody has this doubt. Say, Prakat Vrindavan, Bhoma Vrindavan, Aprakat Vrindavan, Prakashya Vrindavan, Aprakashya. Your now is Antardhyan. Prabhupada Sosivat saying, this Vrindavan, just now present, he is glorified this Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is everything. Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu, this farmhouse, there is some water, some farm. They are planting rice. They are Mahaprabhu bathing. Then this one Radhakundu. This one Samkundu. So then, Holy Dham not disappears. That Govardhan, this Yamuna, but this Kali Yuga, everything for doubt. And cheater, cheating. But Prabhupada Sarsitvad giving this, not evidence only, this relationship. This all Brajamandal, everywhere, these Goswamis are going and doing sadhana. They're teaching. So this Prabhupada Sarasvati is staying Vrindavan. Why? He is looking. That time Raghunath Bhatta Goswami came. And Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He is every day this, writing this sloka and shastra and explaining. Glorifying and also teaching everybody. He is very happy. Why? He is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disciple. Yeah, other Goswami's disciples. Everybody is his teacher, teaching by love. Therefore, this some Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disciples are is rejecting. But Prabhupada Saraswati was not rejecting. He said, anyhow, I'm changing. But problems is, this is called Uttar Pradesh. Here people never changing. They are taking diksha, taking sannyas, they are taking mantra. They, I am Swarup Siddha, Brajavasi. What you are giving me? I am born is here, I am Brajavasi. You are come from outside. And then, I am accepting your name mantra diksha. No, I am coming, helping for you. Purifying for I came, Krishna sending me. So some local people taking diksha, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is there. And after they are Prabhupada Saraswati by teaching, take care, everything. But sometime after they are Bhuipoda Acharya, Gaya Manana Apni Monol. So Gurudev telling Mathura many times, UP's people never possible will be sadhu. The sadhu then, after running, after going hiding inside is Punar Musika Bhava, Ghargosa. They are selling my Siddha Bhumi and my home, my house, my room. This is my Siddha Bhumi. Ashram is contaminated. But my house is, this is Vrindavan, Brajavasi's house, Krishna's house. Krishna playing here forever. Your ashram is said, what is heaven? So, they're taking diksha, Harinam, afterwards saying, you know, he looking, oh, this sampradaya is now is higher, yeah, very famous. They're going there, they're changing tilak, changing neck beads, other known in neck beads. See, this is our all body has beads. Why giving only neck? They're giving air inside, giving nose inside, giving bangles, giving hair, giving air, giving all beads. Telling only one neck is beads. Why? Body has no tulasi place. So, big problems. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad very seriously saying, these cheaters near, no need going. Any trees and creepers near going, they give you harikatha. They're sending you. They helping in you. You are chanting Harinam, they are mantra chanting. They helping how? All mantras reality telling, explaining, giving inspiration. They are pure. They never insulting. They not hearing also. Very strong. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad Navadvip Satakam also like, Navadvip Dham glories, before nobody explaining like this. This is Gupta Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan. He is saying, this Vrindavan Vrajadham, Sakya, Dasya Sakya Vasvila Madhur, Yasanto, five rasa present. But they are eternal Navadvip Dham, Gupta Vrindavan, Srimati Dharani, here is all time shy and disturbed and hiding. But they are Jagapit Radhavan and eight other deep Iceland, there is Radharani's or Ashoki's Kunjo. No, there are any Sokha's place, no Dasa's place, no Vasulya, nothing. Only secondary some help for distance to. Here, like this Vasulya Rasa has too much power, Sakya has overpower like. But they are secondary, only externally helpful. One time, two time, yearly they are remembering. But not at all time. And they are only this. Srimati Dharani's all followers and favorable. Therefore Mahaprabhu, sometime he is chanting Gopi Gopi, other is attacking. Hey, why chanting Gopi Gopi? Chanting Narayan Narayan, Simhan Narayan Narayan, Hari Hari. Govinda Govinda chanting. What chanting in Gopi Gopi? Mahaprabhu very angry. After Mahaprabhu left this place, and he took sannyas. Then again he's come, then he's changing all. He's sending Nityananda changing for. Nityananda Prabhu Parikar Paramahansa Das. What is doing? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 1 month. And top of head is one pot, water pot. And he's standing and calling everybody, come, I'm selling milk. You come, I'm giving you milk. He's going, Kaji, Ujir, Nazir, Panji, Allah, Mullah, everybody is near, all are changing. No need fighting. Say, tell you, hey, you chanting Harinam? Say, no. Chanting, other, not chanting, I'm not going. Say, okay, I'm tomorrow chanting Harinam. So already you chant now. Hari is you chanting, bas, your diksha finish. Now you continue chanting Harinam, I am going now. Bas, mystic power, starting Harinam, chanting, non-stop. So Navadvip Mahimamrita, he is also explaining. Also Adhadhar, verses, one verses you, again and again, you reading, like 100 time reading, no understanding, but you reading. Then, meanings not only, this is called sadhana. He's saying, I am writing these all verses, Radharada Sudhanidhi, one verse near you took shelter, one word there, yeah, one sentence, anything, you took shelter and again you reading and praying. Like, that Srimati Radharani is near his praying time. Telling Jo Brahma Rudra Sukanarada Yajat Kinkari Subhosa Koluka Akubani Jasya Kadai Vasan Chale Khelanita Dhinnati Dhinna. All sloka, like same category, but other than acharyas are their writing. So any acharya, this is writing, explaining, this is mantra. Not mantra, mahamantra, mantra, mahamantra. This is more than powerful. But the, you took shelter. Every day you praying, not too many, one word only. Telling, this Krishna himself is saying, oh, Radharani, Vasunanchal, touching only air, that one touching me, I am now restless. I am feeling his unlimited happiness. I am satisfied now. Then the sloka writing, the sloka has how much power? Only this much air touching Krishna. This is writing. Krishna is very satisfied. And you are praying, continue again and again, then glorify Srimati Radharani. Then how much Krishna will be happy? So, this Radhara Sudhanidhi is the specialties. Anybody, anyhow, this took shelter in Radha, giving name Rasa Sudhanidhi. Only not Radha Rasa, Sudhanidhi. So these things is his manifesting. He is bringing this world and appears. Like one time Acharya Ramanujaniyar, some body explaining and glorifying some sloka. So Ramanuj very happy. He asking where from this collecting this sloka? Say before previous alwar, he writing 40,000 verses. Lord Bharadraj Niyar and Venkatnath, Sranganath, he 40,000 sloka writing. Then Ramanuja Acharya fasting. Where gone sloka? He again and again praying and crying. Then this Alvar is, he is saying, this air, you know, this Pavandev, I am singing and praying, he is collecting my all things. He is near everything present. You like, every day you pleasing this Pavandevata, he is running fan all time, Ranganath. He is serving all time. He is very lucky. He is going everywhere. Non-stop, you know. You don't closing, also he is going. His service is very important. He is going inside, he is coming outside. He is everywhere serving. So do you, why not you praying this Pavan Devata, Vayu Devata? Therefore, Acharya Ramanuj came, Vayu Devata Upasana for Guru Vayu. There is Guru Brihaspati, he is all demigods Guru. So Guru giving anybody's disciples for order, then disciples. Following Guru's order, Acharya Ramanuj came Guru Vayu, and he is sitting and looking Guru there. And Brihaspati near is telling, your disciple is Vayu Pavan Devata. So you're telling, he's near collection this all sloka. He's giving some all sloka me. Then Brihaspati is by order. Also Vayu Devata very happy. My near all reserved. Like now you know, one country, you sending email, sending phone, anything, everything is talking. They have all collection. Very clever country. Yeah. You're speaking this one also, they reserving, locking. So like Vayu Devata has very power. He knows everything. He's near Ramchandra's voice is there, Krishna's also. He's near Radharani's. He's near everything. He never missing. Then there are 40,000 srukhois. Everything is appears. Prabhupada Saraswati Padniyar is Mahaprabhu saying, you go Vrindavan. Sanatana Goswami for telling you go Vrindavan. Then Sanatana Goswami say, 2 months teaching me, I am forget everything. Say you go Vrindavan and starting you writing, then all memories and Vrindavan Dham has everything. I am speaking, all they are present, they you memorizing all and then you writing. Same as it is, happened this. So Prabhupada Saraswati Pad Mahaprabhu's near is 4 months is hearing. He came Vrindavan, speciality Radharani's, but he starting writing. Everything is manifest. Tawar, how much is lucky you all are not understand all our values, our sampradayas. Nothing more reading, nothing more looking. No need take shelter other near. Satsanga Sevadininam. There is all of this sadhu. Krishna gave me hints. Oh, na pareham nirbhuta sanjujam. So sadhu kritya bhuvda yusabhivasa. Tell pratiyatu jadva sadhuna. Oh, this is the sloka. The verse says, there is sadhu. There is swarup. Like praying gurus for name this and that. The same all sruka, all manjuris, Radharani's moods. How serving Krishna, how playing, praising Krishna. One sruka's purport, how is tasteful. So therefore, our Guru Varga continue forever praying and then took shelter this line. So, giving this to Prabhupada Saraswati Pad special, our near gift is Mahaprabhu's by causes mercy. Other than Acharya giving, many things giving, but he is not going other way, only Srimati Radharani, not other. There are no more other sloka, other mood, but only Unnata Ujjala Rasam, Sabhakti Sriyam. So today, this Prabhupada Saraswati Pad is very hidden also. Gopis are hidden. Gopi means Gopan. So Prabhupada Saraswati Pad is real Gopi. Therefore, he is very hidden. But anybody lucky, hearing glories and took shelter, how took shelter? Every day, reading. This other Sudhaniti. And somebody is telling, Gita has 750 verses. One time reading, some meanings coming. After reading, other meanings. After reading, after other. You are 100 time you reading. Then you understand how is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Giyate tayatrayate mohato bhayat. Gita naibhyam samasaidyam parangjati sukhanasa. you like this crossing this world, then Gita is like boats. You are sitting these boats, automatically you are going, crossing this world. So many, many things, but this Radharada Sudhanidhi, only Srimati Radharani is near, how can took shelter and how can enter and serving, using Krishna, everything is there, But life is not wasting, time not wasting. Understanding, no need, only reading, only looking front of, vision now. Understanding, automatically there is helping. One foolish person in Kaveri's, bank of Kaveri, he is sitting Bhagavad Gita, reading, sitting and reading. But he don't know letters, he don't know sentence, he don't know anything, only looking, opening. Say, Gurudev telling, Guru Vani, Mahaprabhu say, why are you laughing, why are you crying, why are you, doing, then he say, my Guru Maharaj telling, opening, then when Krishna is come, Krishna sitting and giving advice to Arjuna, very nice advice, then I am very happy, I am praying Krishna, please give me advice also, accepting me. But his mood is like this, Mahaprabhu say, yeah, you reading real Gita. So all are no understanding, rather sooner than the many, many persons, this is not, I am not qualified, I can understanding, I can read these books. Are, how, when will be qualified? Who giving this qualification? You go and took shelter, automatic everything is, they giving time to time everything. There is everything present. Say, no, any bona fide people near, qualified people near going, they explaining and telling, and then I am understanding. But Gopijar, mood is very hidden. They are not going any purpurush near, any gentleman near not going. No any other near going. Therefore, forever our life will be successful with you forever reading this and books. Yes. Now next is hearing Gaur Pramana.
Sakal Vaishnava Gosai Daya Karo More Dante Trina Dhari Kahe Eti Na Pamare Sakal Vaishnava Gosai Shri Guru Charano Yar Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pada Padma Pao Jaya More Koro Janya Toma Sobaro Karuna Bine Iha Prapti Na Karuna Bine Iha Prapti Na Vishesha Ajogya
ছিলো নিশ্চয়। কল্পতরু করুণা সাগর সংকীর্তন রুচি আর প্রেম ধন আর প্রেম ধন এই রাধা মোহন দেহ হইয়াস করু
जय श्री गुरु गौरंग गंधर्वगिरिधारी श्री राधवनंद बिहारी जीव की जय, राधवनंद गोपाल जीव की जय, ताशय सखी वृंदी जय श्री सबर्षा सचिनंदन गौरी की जय, तलाश्रम भक्तिदान श्री नारायण साई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव की जय, तलाश्रम भक्तिदान श्री मानव साई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव की जय, तलाश्रम भक्ति प्रज्ञा केशव साई महाराज जय, तलाश्रम प्रभुपाद सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर जय, तलाश्रम गौर कृष्णदास बाबूजी महाराज जय, तलाश्रम ठाकुर की जय, तलाश्रम जगन्नाथ दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय, श्री समस्त स्वरूप कार्य गुरुवार की जय, तलाश्रम भक्तिदान त्रिविक्रम साई महाराज की जय, तलाश्रम साई महाराज की जय, प्रभुपाद स्वरिक वृंद की जय, श्री बल विद्याभूषण प्रभु की जय, श्री विश्वनाथ चतुर्थी ठाकुर पाद की जय, प्रणोत्तम श्रीनिवास श्यामानंद प्रभुत्राय की जय, श्री कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय, श्री रूप सनातन रघुनाथ श्री बाल वरदास रघुनाथ सग साई प्रभु की लखनाथ दास गर्भ गोस्वामी जय, सरदावर राय रमनंदादि गौर पाशविंद जय, श्री अष्टकर सासुभाष श्री महंत की जय, श्री प्रबोधानंद शशी ठाकुर पाद की तय तिरुवावती की जय, ती बांगारी भक्तविंद जय, राधारस रानी की जय, चैतन्य चंद्र अमृत की जय, नवदीप शतक की जय, जय श्री नमाचार हरिदास ठाकुर जय, श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गौर भक्तविंद जय, नवदीप महापुर गौर मंडल धाम जय, रजमंडल धाम जय, गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन चक्र जीव की जय, रुगमारी देवी गोपी शर्मा देव की जय, प्रहलाद नरसिंह देव जी की जय, लक्ष्मी देव की जय, श्री राम चंद्रिंद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव स्वेश गौर भक्त चतुर्मास्य भक्त प्राण भक्त।